Hello, everyone. I'm Gary Robey with our call to worship and praise. We need God's forgiveness. Join us now as we look at God and the importance of what is behind His back.
Oh, Lord, you know the number of my days.
God, please allow us to rest in your presence, to understand the fact of forgiveness. Father, you know us. Despite our best efforts, we let you down. We fall short, so far short of your glory. And even though Satan and our flesh want to keep the guilt of our sins staring us in the face, we're told in your word that because of your grace, you see us, your children, as clothed in righteousness. Our sins are not ever before you. They are as if hidden behind your back. You see us through your eyes of love, as your adopted children, all because of your amazing grace. Because on Calvary's mountain, your Son took our place. Dear Lord, we praise you now and forever as our Redeemer and our King.
I shall see him face to face. all because of God's amazing grace. All because of God's amazing grace. Amazing grace.
Forgives and forgets the mercies of the Lord.
Listening to A Call to Worship. Please invite your friends to join us for this program as their call to worship, heard on this station weekly at this same time. Call to Worship is a listener-supported program. Your tax-deductible donation can be sent to Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. Once again, Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. Thank you for joining us today.
My sin has been washed from his memory. By the blood of the Lamb of Calvary, he has forgiven me. You know what it's like for God to be your friend, to talk to him with nothing in between. Do you know what it's like when the day comes to an end? When the accuser comes your way, to look him squarely in the eye with confidence and say, he has forgiven.
This is your call to worship and praise.
Jesus, what a friend for sinners. Jesus, love of my soul. Friends may fail me, foes assail me. He, my Savior, may. In glory for
Tears over what's gone.
Folks, there are many times through this life that we've talked about putting things behind us. Most of the time, that's because we don't want to think about it anymore. We don't want to see it again. We choose to forget about it forever and not ever have it brought up. Well, as God forgives our sin, He does exactly that. He remembers it no more. Think about the peace that gives us and what it means that He has put all of our sins behind His back. Isaiah 38 shares these words, "Indeed, it was for my own peace that I had great bitterness. But you have lovingly delivered my soul from the pit of corruption, for you have cast all my sins behind your back." We find that in the New King James Version. Folks, please listen and be comforted as we look into God's Word and His forgiveness today. From Micah chapter 7, "Who is a God like unto thee that pardoneth iniquity and passeth by the transgression of the remnant of his heritage? He retaineth not his anger forever, because he delighteth in mercy. He will turn again. He will have compassion on us. He will subdue our iniquities, and thou wilt cast all their sins into the depths of the sea." Isaiah 54, "For a small moment have I forsaken thee, but with great mercies will I gather thee. In a little wrath I hid my face from thee for a moment, but with everlasting kindness will I have mercy on thee, saith the Lord, thy Redeemer. For this is as the waters of Noah unto me. For as I have sworn that the waters of Noah shall no more go over the earth, so have I sworn that I would not be wroth with thee, nor rebuke thee. For the mountains shall depart, and the hills be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from thee, neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed, saith the Lord that hath mercy on thee." Here's the prophet Jeremiah describing the new covenant, found in Jeremiah 31, "But this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel. After those days, saith the Lord, I will put my law in their inward parts, and write it on their hearts, and will be their God. And they shall be my people, and they shall teach no more every man his neighbor, and every man his brother, saying, Know the Lord. For they shall all know me, from the least of them unto the greatest of them, saith the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sin no more." Psalm 32, "Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man unto whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no guile." 1 John chapter 1, "This then is the message which we have heard of him, and I declare unto you that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ his Son cleanseth us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." Psalm 103, "The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. If thou, Lord, shouldest mark iniquities, O Lord, who shall stand? But there is forgiveness with thee, that thou mayest be feared." In Acts 13, "Brothers, listen. We're here to proclaim that through this man, Jesus, there is forgiveness for your sins. Everyone who believes in him is declared right with God, something the law of Moses could never do." Ephesians 1, Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the Beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace. Hide thy face from my sins, saith the psalmist David, and blot out all mine iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. And once again, let's listen to the words of Isaiah 38 and hear this fact of his forgiveness as described by the prophet Isaiah. Isaiah 38, verse 17. Indeed, it was for my own peace that I had great bitterness, but you have lovingly delivered my soul from the pit of corruption. For you have cast all my sins behind your back. You find those words in the New King James Version. God's word for us today. Forgiveness.
The words are lacking to express the joy, the peace, the happiness. Fully forgiven, a taste of heaven through Jesus' blood and righteousness. Fully forgiven, what a theme to sing. Now every day's a happy day. There's not a charge that anyone can bring. My sin and guilt is washed away. I was a sinner and no hope could see. Before God's bar, condemned to die. But by the grace of God, I've been set free. Fully forgiven. No more afraid of death or hell. The story I'll forever tell. The path before me is touched with glory. The world is bright and all is well. Fully forgiven, what a theme. Now every day's a happy day. There's not a charge that anyone can bring. My sin and guilt is washed away. I was a sinner and no hope could see. Before God's bar, condemned to die. Set free.
that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found. I was blind, but now
thank you for joining us today. Our call to worship has been invested in God's Word, spoken and in song, as we've been reminded that all of our sins are as if they were hidden behind His back. Our goal is that this time has been a meaningful part of your worship today. Thank you for your letters, your generosity, and your faithful support. We appreciate it. Would you please take just a moment and write to us today? Our address is Called to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Once again, that is Called to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. You're invited to visit our website, www.calledtoworship.us. You'll find more information about us, and you can make your tax-deductible donation to this ministry right there on the website. That's calltoworship.us. And now, until we answer the call to worship once again, Psalm 103. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is His mercy toward them that fear Him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath He removed our transgressions from us.
Grace, grace, somebody say grace.
God's grace.
God's grace.
Grace that will pardon.
Grace that will pardon.
Cleanse within.
Within.
Grace, grace.
Grace, grace.
Talking about
God's
grace. Grace that is greater than all of sin. Grace. Grace that is greater than all our sin. Ephesians 2, 8 and 9 says this, "For by grace you have been saved, through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. It's not by works, so that no man should boast." Grace that looks beyond faults, sees needs, and forgives. The scripture says, if we confess our sin, He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us of all unrighteousness.
Amazing,
amazing grace,
how sweet
the sound
that
save the wretch like me. Now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see. When we've been there 10,000
years,
bright shining as the sun, bright shining. Today, for your grace is amazing. Praise God.